John's Gospel, chapter 16, verses 23 to 28. Jesus said to his disciples, "Amen, amen, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Until now, you have not asked anything in my name. Ask, and you will receive, so that your joy may be complete. I have told you this in figures of speech. The hour is coming when I will no longer speak to you in figures, but I will tell you clearly about the Father. On that day, you will ask in my name, and I do not tell you that I will ask the Father for you, for the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me and have come to believe that I came from God. I came from the Father and have come into the world. Now I am leaving the world and going back to the Father." The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus again exhorts us to ask God for whatever we need. Over and over in the Gospels, he reminds us that God cares for us and provides. What a beautiful and hopeful understanding of our Creator God. The other side of the equation, however, that is, God's answer to our prayers, is a bit more troublesome. Now, many of us have experienced a direct and timely answer to our prayers. It may have seemed that we received exactly what we asked for. However, what about those times when it seems like we don't get an answer? I'm reminded of my teenage students who may ask me for something, and I have to say no. The teens are persistent, and they ask again, convinced that I haven't listened to them. When my answer doesn't change, they try again, now sure that I can't possibly understand them. When this happens with a request to God, one might feel that God doesn't hear or love us, or even perhaps that God doesn't exist at all. There can possibly be a God, or God would respond to my needs. Perhaps a better approach to this problem is not to reflect on if God hears our prayers, but if we can hear God's answer. Are we open to another answer, another possibility than the one we ask for? Can we trust that God sees a bigger picture than we do? Have we quieted our minds and opened our hearts to see, hear, or experience God's response? And really, do we believe that God has our best interests at heart? My reflections on today's gospel takes me back to something I learned as a child. God always hears and answers our prayers. The answer might be yes, or not now, or here's a better answer, or even no. The real question is not if God hears us, but how well we can hear God's answer.